This is Off the Record. Welcome in, Trevor Cabea, Mario Bruni with you. Mario, how are we doing, man?
We're doing all right. We've got a great guest today, Sam Alfano, with us here talking Off the Record, a little bit about yourself. Sam, how are we doing?
Doing good. Yeah, excited to be here. Thank you.
Absolutely, Sam. Great to have you with us here. Another player guest. We've had some great guests in the past, so hey, big shoes to fill, my man, and I'm sure you will be up to it. So hey, let's jump right into it. So Sam, first thing for you is, how did you start playing hockey, and then when did you kind of realize you wanted to pursue this as a career?
I started skating when I think I was maybe 3 or 4. I remember going to public skating, and I have an older brother who's about 5 years older than me, and you know, he's wheeling around there, you know, going, having a good time, and I remember I could barely stand up, and you know, I get off the ice and I was crying and saying, I'm done, I quit, I'm never gonna skate again, I'm never gonna be as good as Jake, that's my brother. And you know, my parents like, okay, that's fine, if you're done, you're done. And I think that helped a lot, and then not forcing me to kind of do it and letting me do it as much as I want. And once I kind of got better, that's kind of when I started to find the enjoyment. And yeah, I started playing Tyke in about age 5 and kind of went off from there.
Sam, you know, you just joined the team this offseason, coming from Peterborough. A little bit about heading into your like draft year, drafted by Peterborough, and then of course heading to Erie this season, and how big has that been for you?
Yeah, I was really fortunate in minor hockey. I had a really great minor hockey experience with the Southern Tier Admirals down in Niagara. You know, I was pretty lucky to be able to stay with one team from the ages of 8 till 16, and you know, I made friendships that'll last forever and great coaches, and I was just really fortunate. Not everyone can say they had as great of a minor hockey experience as I did, and you know, that really helped me kind of build as a hockey player and ultimately helped me for the draft. You know, when you feel comfortable in a place, obviously you're gonna play better. So I was fortunate enough to be drafted in the second round by Peterborough, and delayed start obviously to have my OHL experience, having the first year canceled. That was pretty hard. Getting to Peterborough was a learning year. It was rookie year's not easy, and there's some ups and downs. And I think I learned a lot about myself last year as a hockey player and a person. And getting traded to Erie, you never know what's going to happen in offseason. When I did, it was pretty exciting. It was a little surprising at first, but it was pretty exciting. And from the moment I got here, I just kind of felt at home. It's been an amazing experience.
So can you kind of talk us through a little bit what the trade was like? What was going through your mind when you heard you were going to be traded to Erie? And maybe can you talk about some of the experiences maybe you had in Peterborough that better prepared you here for year 2 in the OHL?
The whole summer, I had a feeling that maybe I would be on the move somewhere, and you know, you never know what's going to happen until it finally does. There's a lot of speculation, but you don't want to get, you know, too wrapped around one thing, because you know, another thing could happen. And so when it finally got set in stone that I was going to Erie, it was exciting. Obviously, the history of players coming out of this organization, you know, I think everyone's pretty aware of that when they come into the OHL. And going back to Peterborough, I mean, you know, I met a lot of people that were great for me. I learned, you know, look after yourself, and you got to do whatever you can to develop as a hockey player. And, you know, there's going to be people who are great and are really going to want to help you with that. And there's going to be players that you can learn a lot from, you know, older, younger, same age. Like, everyone's good at something. That's why they're here. And you can take a lot from different players to be a better player and just keep getting better.
Now, being with Erie for a year, who are kind of those veteran players that you look towards this season that kind of helped you make Erie home and make this trade and this transition for you very comfortable?
Well, right off the bat, everyone was so welcoming. Like, I was really amazed. I remember from the very first week of training camp saying to my parents, going, this is amazing. You know, this is where I want to be, and nothing has changed since. And I think if you look at certain players on this team who I can take little pieces from, I think you look at a guy like Elias Cohen, who just enjoys the game, and you know, every time he goes, he just has that confidence, like, yeah, I'm gonna be a difference maker tonight. And I think I took a lot from him with that. And I think every hockey player to be good needs to have the confidence that they're gonna be a great player. And I think going into games now, I think I just try and have a little more of Elias Cohen and me going, I'm gonna be a difference maker tonight. And then you look at a guy like Cameron Morton, our captain, who just goes and battles every single night. And I think, you know, you look at your captain who's doing that, you can't help but follow along. I think also for me, another guy is on our team who's, you know, he's a character, and he's a great hockey player, really great. And I think is Liam Gilmartin. But he doesn't get too worked up over anything. He's pretty calm. And I think for me, you know, I get pretty heated and I get pretty into it in games. And I think if I look on the bench, I just see Gilly, and you know, his heart rate's not going very high no matter what part of the game it is. And I think I learned a lot from him, just, you know, relax. I'll be good and everything will take care of itself. And you know, I play the way I can and everything will be okay.
What was going through your mind when you saw the schedule, seeing that your first game in an Otters uniform was going to be at the Peterborough Memorial Center? And also, can Can you kind of walk us through that game and kind of what the emotions were like?
I loved it. It kind of gets it out of the way right off the bat. Speaking for myself, I think all year I would have kind of been looking at that game being like, oh, when are we going to go to Peterborough? When are we going to go to Peterborough? I know that's probably what Connor Lockhart was doing here, and he had to wait almost a whole season. And for me, to get it right off the bat early was great. And it was great to see everyone. And it almost seemed like I was gone just as long as everyone else on that team because, you know, it was their first game of the season, my first game of the season, and I was right back where it ended with all those boys. So it was great to see them. Would have liked to have won. Well, obviously, we came close in a shootout, but we got them back later in the year. That's okay. But it was great to see everyone, and I enjoyed playing against them. Obviously, this is where I want to be. I want to be an Erie Otter, so I enjoyed battling for this group of guys. It was great.
You start the season on the road, and then you have your first experience at the EIA, the home crowd. What were your thoughts on that? How's the home crowd definitely helped your game so far this year, being, you know, loud and being in every game?
Every home game, I'm amazed. It really is a crazy atmosphere, and we have the best fans in the league by far. You know, no matter what happens, they will always be there, and you can always count on them to kind of be behind you and making life for the other team hard, and you can always count on them, and it really is amazing. And OHL is a tough schedule. It's, you know, you're on the road a lot. And I know, especially the month of February, it was really hard for us being on the road so much, and coming back here and knowing that we're going to have our fans behind us, it just gives us a little bit of energy boost, and it's awesome, and we appreciate it. We love it, and there's nothing better than, you know, Saturday nights at the EIA. I told Panofimus that a little bit ago on our way to, I think, the game on Saturday. I said, Saturday night at the EIA, nothing's better.
I'm just kind of curious to playing in a 3-3. What is the mindset with that, and what is the preparation like when you know you've got to play three games in 3 days? I know you guys had one a few weeks ago where you were in Kitchener Friday, Erie on Saturday, and then back up to Hamilton on Sunday. What is that like from a player's perspective?
I think I had to take a double take when I saw the schedule and saw that. I didn't quite understand. We were going to Kitchener, coming back, and then right back to Hamilton. The weather was pretty tough that weekend, too, so it was a little confusing when I looked at the schedule there. You know, that's all right. You can't make excuses, and you kind of got to battle through, but I think going into 3-3s, you just, the whole week leading up to it, you got to be pretty strict, you know, with your stretching and your recovery and, you know, getting your proteins and just taking care of your body, because if you treat your body not like crap going in to the weekend, you can't all of a sudden turn on Friday and be like, I'm going to be good now. By the time Sunday hits, it's going to take a toll on your body. And, you know, as the week goes on, you know, the recovery after games and the sleep habits and what kind of food you get into, it all plays a part if you want to be at your best on Sunday. And I know a lot of guys on our team take that very seriously. And that's why I feel like on the third game in 3 days that we've actually had pretty good success, especially since Stan's been here. And so I think that's huge for us.
You're one of the guys that I see making a big presence in every game that he's playing, because you sit up front and you just deflect the goals and put pucks in the back of the net. You sit up front of the goalie. You know, describe a little bit of that, your skill in that, how that helps you succeed going forward and throughout the season.
A huge part of being successful in the OHL is figuring out what you're good at and doing that really well. For me personally, that's being in front of the net, using my stick, and just, you know, being a pain for the goalie and the defenseman. Obviously, I was blessed with having a big body, and, you know, if I don't use that, then I'm just wasting that. And I think that's kind of what I figured out this year. But it's been a slow learning process for me. I think since, you know, last year, rookie year, I was still trying to figure it out. And I think, honestly, the last month, I've really started to get it and realize how much of a force I can be in the corners and in front of the net, and I think that's translating to a lot of on-ice success for me. And I think if I continue to learn and develop that part of my game, it's be more success following.
You mentioned Coach Butler now with the team and the success on the backside of 3-3s. For yourself personally, what has he and his system done for your game? Because from an outside perspective, for myself watching every game from either upstairs or on my TV at home for the away games, what is it like playing under him? And I mean, your game to me has looked like it's elevated to another level.
I think everyone in the room is a huge fan of Stan Butler. I think he's come in and he's been honest with us, and he's told us, you know, it's going to be hard, but we are going to find our way back to the top. And I don't think there's one guy in the room that doesn't believe that, and everyone supports Stan, and I know he has our back, and we feel confident having Stan Butler as the head coach of our team. And is it easy? No. Is he going to make it hard on you? Yes. Is he going to be honest with you that sometimes maybe it's not easy to hear it? Yes. But he has your best interest at heart, and each day you can either get better or bitter, and that's Stan's favorite saying there, and it's so true though. You know, with him, if you get better each each day, you know, he's going to make you into a great hockey player. And he's been great. And I can tell, I can already tell the improvement with our team. And I think for me personally, what he's kind of just focused on me is, again, is being that power forward, doing what I can do best. And he's been huge for me. And I think every game now, I just kind of have confidence going in, knowing that if I do what I do best, there's not many guys who can keep up with me, like in front of the net and battling. And I think Stan's been great for me in that way.
Being a second-year guy yourself and coming into Erie and having a ton of rookies from Malcolm Spence to Alex Messier to Dylan Edwards, how have you really bonded with your rookies and the young guys? And you coming off your rookie season last year, have you like kind of taught them a little bit or kind of, you know, given the ropes of what the OHL is really like?
It's weird, you know, it's my second year in the league, but it feels like I was drafted just years like ago. Like, you know, having that whole first year missed is kind of crazy. I guess it's my second year in the league, third year of eligibility, and it kind of, time's going by fast, it's kind of crazy to think about. But I think last year we had obviously two age groups of rookies, so I think there might have been 9 or 10 rookies, and so it was a lot. That was something it was just crazy, because you know, there were so many first year guys, and it actually helped a lot being able to kind of grow and develop together, and maybe some of the rookie chores on the bus, you know, kind of got some more help with that. And then but I think going into this year, first and foremost, I wanted to make sure that, you know, I was kind of figuring things out and, you know, doing what I can do to be most successful first. And then, you know, once I kind of got a hand on that, I think I look at a guy like Alex Messier, who, you know, he's a big body, and, you know, he's obviously playing really well lately, as you guys can see. He's, you know, he's developing a lot. I think that's a guy that I can see that once he figures out, like I had to, what to do to kind of be successful, you know, using his big body, his strength. He's a strong kid, and I think he'll have much more success following him. And then I look at a guy like Malcolm Spence. I mean, he's just so talented. And are we similar players? Not at all. Not even close. But I think you can always help guys who are first years in the league, because no matter how good you are, how high you were drafted, there's going to be struggles. There's going to be days you come into the rink not feeling the best. And I think for me, I think we get along very well. I've known him for a long time, actually. We skate together in the summers in Burlington. And I think for me, I just enjoy talking to him every day. He sits beside me in the locker room, and I think we just have a good time. So I think for him, he knows how good he can be. We all know how good he can be. If he just keeps working every single day, and I hope I can be seen as an example for him of how hard I work every day, and he's only going to get better.
I feel like that experience of year one, you kind of get it under your belt, and then from there, his game is just going to grow and evolve, and the superstar potential will just be unlocked. At least that's my outside perspective.
Well, yeah, I mean, look at Carey Torrance. I mean, I didn't get to play against him last year. I didn't see him last year. I didn't really know anything coming in. It was obvious from the first day of training camp, this kid can fly. You just knew he was going to get better and better. And I mean, he just scored his 30th the other day. Nice to get an apple on that too. That doesn't hurt. But he's, you know, you get him the puck, he's going to make good things happen. He just gets better and better. And when he's on, I mean, he just flies. And it's pretty fun to watch. And he's only going to get better. But he's a great guy. And he's a great leader on this team. And it's like you said, it's wait till next year for individuals, but ultimately wait till next year for our team, because we're only going to get better.
You know what next year's plan is, and, you know, building off the season, of course. How has that kind of been for you?
Obviously, it's been a tough year. We all had expectations going in. Different things come up. We don't perform to what we should have, and there's changes that have to come after that, and that's inevitable, and I don't think anyone's happy with how this year has gone so far. There has been a lot of development, especially over the last month and a half and over the year, and it's going to help us in the long run. You know, we've battled through adversity. We've done all the dirty work. Now we want to go to the top now, and, you know, that's going to take a lot more work, but we've put in the tough time of having to, you know, take our kickings, and, you know, we're ready, and everyone wants to come back next year better. And, you know, we're hungry. There's a lot of guys on our team that are hungry to win, and the adversity we faced this year and the, you know, the challenge we overcame and what we learned about ourselves is going to come in handy next year, even when we're winning more, because, you know, adversity is just waiting for you even when you're winning. So we're excited for next year. We got a few more games here this year that are still important games. We want to play spoiler for other teams, but obviously next year, you know, there's only good things to come for this group of guys.
You say it there. I hope that this kind of is almost a time capsule. If you listen to this at the same time next year, it'll be interesting to hear how things have changed. And I think that this group is on the right track. And I feel like with this group as well, you know, you mentioned just kind of the camaraderie a little bit. Can you kind of talk a little bit about that? From everybody we've talked to, it seems like this is a super close group.
there's not a dull day going into that locker room, that's for sure. The different personalities, and it really is amazing. And I enjoy going in every day. And, you know, winning or losing, you know that you're going to have a good day at the rink when you're with all the guys. And it's good to keep the room light. Obviously, we can kind of dial in when we have to, but it's a great group of guys. And it's good because the amount of road trips we have, I mean, we're not exactly a central team in this league. So the amount of road trips you have, if you didn't like the guys, it wouldn't be very much fun. So it's pretty fun. And I think we want to be together. And yeah, it's a pretty special group. And that's kind of why I know that good things are going to come, because when you have that part and you have the foundation of just wanting to work for each other and wanting to win for each other, it's only a matter of time before the results follow. And that's what kind of is going to help us go through adversity, is just that we're so close. And eventually, overall, we just want to win for each other.
Off the ice, a little bit about yourself, a little bit about what you do in the off season, summertime and stuff like that. And then, of course, you know, any hobbies or anything that you might have as well.
I skate in Burlington at a place called the Burlington Pond with Michelle and Ryan Moore, owned by Greg Moore. And it's a family skating company, and they're the best. I've been skating with them maybe since I was 10 years old, and they're awesome. You know, it's Michelle Moore is a Hall of Fame figure skater in the Canadian Hall of Fame, and she's all about edge work and everything. And then working out, I go to Karma Fitness and in Stony Creek, Ontario. A guy named George drains me, and he's the best. He's hilarious, and I look forward to going back there. And, you know, but he gets you better. And as far as, like, what I like to do, you know, not when I'm training, because obviously, you know, there is downtime. Like I said earlier, I have my brother, and I think for me, anything I can kind of do with him is awesome. I love spending time with him, whether or not that we go kayaking sometimes, because we live right on the water. We go kayaking sometimes, you know, swimming a lot, and, you know, maybe we just go to a beach nearby in Port Dover or whatever. We can kind of spend time together, because, you know, we don't get to see each other too much in the season. So that's pretty special. I know I value that time. And actually, my grandparents live on our property as well. And so when I'm playing cards over there, just being able to go over there, it's awesome. For me, it's all about family time when I go home and be able to see friends down in Niagara. But for me, it's a lot about family time.
When you're here in Erie, is there a go-to place for you off the ice? Some players have had some. Other players just kind of like to stick home. But is there a go-to restaurant or go-to place that you like to go to here in Erie?
Lori's Wild Ridge Restaurant. It's you guys have heard about that.
That's
before.
Been the big one. Ever since we did Morty for episode one, it's yeah. Literally been Morty's Wild Ranch for every player we've interviewed. Yeah.
Yeah, Morty's a staple there. He's gonna be missed there, I think. But they're the best there. You know, shout out Beth, Missy, Lori, Troy. They're they're awesome there, and they take care of you, and I love it. I know when I came here. The first day I went there, you know, I knew everyone was pretty comfortable there, but it kind of took me a surprise how comfortable, and no one had a menu, no one had anything, and everyone just ordered, and I'm like, how do you guys know? And so they gave me a menu, you go, you'll figure it out, and I think it took me about 2 or 3 days when I realized that you just build your own breakfast pretty much. You just gotta put it together. But yeah, I love that place. Every day on game day, actually, it's interesting. I've been having some success on the ice lately, and my little superstition right now is just kind of I've been getting 2 chocolate chip pancakes at Lori's, and since then I used to get one, and all of a sudden they had an extra one day, and I'm like, I guess I'll eat it. And since then it's kind of helped a lot, so I can always get 2 chocolate chip pancakes now there. So thank you, Lori's.
Got to retire Cam Morton's jersey up there and have it up in the up in the restaurant itself, because you guys really enjoyed that place. You know, I think everybody has enjoyed that place, and it's one of the tradition places that the players take the newer players and so on and so forth. You know, heading into the offseason, what is, like, one thing that you think, you know, kind of improvement, and then getting ready to go for next year for yourself?
For me, it's all about skating. I think bigger guys take a little bit more time to develop their skating. It's more difficult for bigger guys to skate. So if you have a big guy that can skate, you know, you're gonna find success. And I think for me, I've gotten better as the year went on. I think there's lots of improvement for me to do. And I think if I want to keep going up in the levels of hockey, I think I'm gonna just keep needing to skate more, to be honest. So that's for me. That's the main thing, is just skate, and just develop my edge work, balance, just everything like that. That's the main thing.
Is there anything that you maybe would like to add to your game a little bit?
Maybe just some more deceptiveness in the corners. I think, obviously, I'm in the corners a lot. And, you know, when you get that puck and maybe you have a D coming on you, but he's not quite tight to you yet, if I can just get him moving one way and go the other, I think that would help me a lot. Because, you know, for me, once I do get a step on them, then that's kind of when I can use my strength and power to kind of just take over and kind of go to the net and push by him.
What is your kind of last marks that you want to put on this team and, of course, the league overall? You know, looking forward, what are the next steps? What are the next plans?
I want to be a dominant player in this league next year. I think I can be. I think I've taken big strides forward this year, and it just makes me excited for next year. And I have no doubt that as our team continues to get better, everyone individually will be better as well. And I think for me, I want to be, you know, a dominant player every night and a player that our team can look towards and just know that I'm going to be there to battle and be a top player for our team next year. And, you know, if you can do that, and, you know, I don't know what happens in the overage season, you know, who knows where that goes. I would, you know, if I can keep developing by that year, I would just love to be, you know, a player that everyone's kind of feared to play against, but we'll see.
This is really the first year of you traveling as well, going from conference to conference, east and west, all across Ontario. So, you know, has it been kind of a benefit being able to travel a little bit more compared to last year where we had a little bit of a secluded season where we were playing, you know, so many opponents here and just regionally? Kind of a benefit that you've been able to go throughout Canada and play in some arenas and, you know, of course here as well in Erie?
Yeah, I didn't realize how spoiled we were in Peterborough last year with travel. And there's no Oshawa to Peterborough 45 minutes while you're here, but, like, the travel's tough. And I think when I got traded here, I remember looking at the travel, figuring, like, how long each team is. And I remember going, oh, boy, and I made my mom a little nervous how much travel is. And we knew it was going to be an adjustment. It's weird. I think a part of me thinks it's still almost easier than last year because we played the same teams over again. So you go to Ottawa. We went to Ottawa 6 times. We went to Kingston 7, if you include preseason. And you go to the same place over and over again, it just feels longer. Sure, the travel's a little longer, but, you know, oh, we haven't been to Owen Sound in a while, or, like, Kitchener in a while, or we didn't even go to Hamilton until March. So all of a sudden, yeah, that's, like, maybe, what, 4 hours, but we haven't been there yet. So it kind of feels fresh, whereas last year just felt repetitive over and over again. It wasn't too much travel last year. I remember every time we went to Ottawa, I'd be like, oh, like, that's a long trip. That's like 3 hours and 20. If you have a 3 hour and 20 minute trip now, you're laughing. You love it.
Sam, we can't thank you enough for joining us here today, and it's been so cool to kind of hear the behind-the-scenes look of what it's like in the OHL.
Yeah, thank you for having me. I really enjoyed this. Thank you.
Sam, it's been great. Mario, always a pleasure as well. So this is another episode of Off the Record in the books. You can catch us anywhere you find your podcasts. We will be there. Just search Off the Record. Well, for Mario, for Sam, Trevor Cabea saying so long. Thank you so much for joining us here today on another episode of Off the Record.